Y2K.
Ora.
Y2K.
Ora.
Y2K.
Dobrodošli u novo izdanje emisije Y2K. Moje ime je Anja, a ovo je naša posljednja epizoda za ovu sezonu. U pitanju je 114. epizoda, ako vas baš zanima, tako da eto, znate koliko ih je bilo do sada. Što se tiče današnjeg albuma, ja ne volim da ponavljam bendove, to jest volim da uvek otkrivam neke nove i da istražujem ovaj period 2000-ih godina, ali nekako za kraj sezone rekla sam hajde da to bude neki album nekog benda koji smo već definitivno slušali, jer smo preslušali definitivno sve moje omiljene bendove, a ovaj je jedan od njih. U pitanju je Arctic Monkeys, a slušat ćemo njihov drugi studijski album Favorite Worst Nightmare. Njihov prvi album slušali smo još pre par godina kad je ova emisija tek počela i evo sada da zaokružimo ovu sezonu slušamo opet Arctic Monkeys. Ovaj album izašao je 2007. godine za label Domino, a sniman je krajem 2006. i početkom 2007. u Londonu i Liverpoolu. Što se tiče produkcije, produkciju je radio James Ford iz benda Simian Mobile Disco zajedno sa Mikeom Crossijem. Posle ogromnog uspeha debija ovog benda koji se zove Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, bend je saznao da, mislim, znali su da ne mogu da ponove istu formulu i baš zato je ovaj album ispao drugačiji, nekako brži, energičniji i siroviji. Album sadrži 12 pesama, a mi ćemo za početak poslušati 3. To su Brian Storm, Teddy Picker i D is for Dangerous.
Someone to kiss, someone to kick you. There's nothing that you couldn't slip through. Or at least that's the impression I get. Cause you're smooth bang, you're wet. And she's not aware yet, but she's yours. She'll be saying, use me. Show me the jacuzzi. Storm.
Year 2K.
U današnjoj epizodi emisije Y2K slušamo album Favorite Worst Nightmare, drugi studijski album benda Arctic Monkeys. Ovaj album iznedrio je tri singla. Prvi je bio Brainstorm, koji je izašao nekoliko nedelja pre samog albuma i zauzeo odmah drugo mesto na britanskoj top listi. Zatim je izašao single Fluorescent Adolescent, jedan od njihovih najpoznatijih hitova, i treći single je pesma Teddy Picker. Dve od ove tri pesme smo već poslušali. Što se tiče spotova za ove pesme, sva tri spota režirao je Richard Ayoade, poznat po radu sa The IT Crowd i drugim bendovima poput Vampire Weekend. Za razliku od prvog albuma ovog benda, on se nekako više bavio životom u Sheffieldu, odakle dolaze Arctic Monkeys, životu generalno, izlascima, klubovima, tinejdžerskim danima, dok ovaj album Favorite Worst Nightmare ima nešto zrelije i mračnije teme, pričaju o nekim odnosima, promenama, izolaciji, pa čak i nekim onako baš mračnim temama, tako da tekstovi su i dalje onako dosta zanimljivi, sa dosta emocija, ali nekako ipak nekako distanciranije nego ranije. Što se tiče muzike koju ćemo sada poslušati, slede nam pesma Balaklava, zatim ovaj single koji sam spominjala, Fluorescent Adolescent, i na kraju Only Ones Who Know. Running off over next door's garden before the hour is done. It's more a question of feeling than it is a question of fun. The confidence is the balaclava, I'm sure you'll baffle them good. With the ending reek of salty cheeks and runny makeup alone. Oh, will blood run down the face of a boy bewildered and scorned? Will you find yourself in a skirmish? Will you wish you'd never been born? You tie yourself to the tracks and there isn't no going back. And it's wrong, 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 but we'll do it anyway cause we love a bit of trouble. Building or throwing it to the sharks. Can only hope that the ending is as pleasurable as a start. The confidence is the balaclava, I'm sure you're baffled and straight. And it's wrong, 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 she can hardly wait. That's right, you won't let her eyes sigh. Now the shaggers perform and the daggers are drawn. Who's the crooks in this crime? That's right, he won't let sigh. Now the shaggers perform and the daggers are drawn. Who's the crooks in this crime?
Now you only get it in your your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to pity as the past though. A bloody Mary's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. When as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them all. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman to be gentle. Was it a mecca double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory and those dreams. When as daft as they seem, as daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took her left off last lap lane and just sounding it out, but you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just
your audience.
Slušali smo pesmu Only Ones Who Know, pesmu sa drugog studijskog albuma benda Arctic Monkeys, albuma koji se zove Favorite Worst Nightmare. Na ovom albumu prvi put je band snimao sa novim basistom Nikom O'Malleyem, koji je zamenio do tadašnjeg Andy'a Nicholsona. Iako je Nick bio nov u bendu, nekako se savršeno uklopio i mnogi fanovi su rekli i misle da je upravo on doneo malo više gruva u ritam sekciju, što se može čuti na albumu Favorite Worst Nightmare. Nakon izlaska ovog albuma, band je išao na veliku svetsku turneju. Tokom 2007. godine svirali su na Glastonbury u Madison Square Gardenu, ali i kao predgrupa za band The White Stripes. Iste godine objavili su i koncertni film At the Apollo, snimljen tokom turneje koji je režirao također Richard Ayoade. Slušamo sada pesme Do Me a Favor, This House is Circus i If You Were There, Beware.
This house is Y2K. Year 2K.
Poslednjem ofu za emisiju Y2K uglavnom pričam o uspesima tog određenog albuma koji slušamo, pa će tako biti i danas. Što se tiče albuma Favorite Worst Nightmare, on je dobio zaista izuzetne kritike. NME ga je proglasio najboljim albumom 2007. godine, a našao se i na vrhovima godišnjih lista Pitchforka, Rolling Stonea i drugih muzičkih magazina. Na dodeli Brit nagrada 2008. godine osvojio nagradu za najbolji britanski album. Što se tiče još nekih uspeha, u prvoj nedelji od objavljivanja ovaj album je prodat u 227.000 primeraka u Ujedinjenom Kraljevstvu, tako da je odmah počeo sa top listama u Ujedinjenom Kraljevstvu. Takođe bio je i 4 puta platinumski album i bio je i nominovan za Mercury Prize 2007. godine. Otprilike to su neke najvažnije nagrade, ali definitivno ovaj bend ne mora uopšte da se hvali nagradama, svi znamo koliko su oni dobri. Što se tiče njihove generalno diskografije, ovo je njihov drugi studijski album. Do sada su objavili 7 studijskih albuma, od kojih je poslednji The Car iz 2022. Tako da eto, nadamo se da možda uskoro radi na nečemu novom, da će nas obradovati, iako ovaj zvuk koji oni sada stvaraju nije baš ni blizu onoga kakav je bio upravo Favorite Worst Nightmare, kao i ostali albumi iz početka ovog veka. Tako da eto, to bi bilo to o albumu Favorite Worst Nightmare. Ostalo nam je da poslušamo još poslednje 3 pesme. Svideće vam se, prva je The Bad Thing, druga je Old Yellow Bricks i za kraj pesma 505.
Friend's talking to me, but it's alright. She's saying that he's not gonna slap me or try to attack me. He's not the jealous type, and I only need to get half an excuse, and I'm away. But when there's no excuses, that's much easier to say. I've been before, and all these capers make us too good for her to ignore. So she's talking, but I'm not entirely sure.
Apologist looks so miffed when you win. She was enraged by the way that the emperors were trapped in the cage.
Adore you with your hands around my neck. Y2K. Ora. Ora. Y2K. Ora. Ora. Y2K.